In 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the podcast here with your man Lou P, and it is a distinct pleasure to be joined again by the great Jocelyn. Jocelyn, how you doing?
Hi, Louis. Hi, everybody. I'm definitely excited to do another podcast with Louis. I had such a fun time the first time around, and so I'm back.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun last time. And last time I kind of suggested to you, Joss, to, hey, why don't you get into IG? So you want to throw it out for the folks right now where we could find all of your work? Go ahead, throw that out for us.
And I'm laughing at this because I finally took the plunge, everybody. And so, yes, I do have an Instagram account and as well as Facebook. So you can find me on Instagram and Facebook on, it's called Watch Jocelyn RP Channel. And then my YouTube channel is called Jocelyn RP. So that's where you can find me.
Anywhere else? Just want to make sure.
Right now in a car.
This is great. Okay, folks. So we will be breaking down, obviously, the movie that has had the biggest hype prep for about 10 years. This is about a 10-year buildup. You want to talk about really teasing an audience here. A 10-year buildup, and we can only be talking about the latest Avengers movie that was supposed to originally come out May 4th, but they decided, you know what? We'll bump it up a week earlier. So,
yep.
Coming out this Friday, April 27th, 2018, Avengers Infinity War, the much waited movie, the movie that everybody's been leading to, and let's break it down all the way from Iron Man, Hulk, Iron Man 2, Thor, Captain America, the very first Avenger, Avengers movie, Iron Man 3, even the TV show Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You have Thor, Dark World, Captain America, Winter Soldier, Guardians of the Galaxy. We know all these movies. We know them all. Okay.
You know what? They have done a tremendous amount of storytelling to get where we are and just bringing up just this whole new generation of new comic book fans who are into these storylines has been amazing.
Yes, I will agree with you on that.
And I just have to say I enjoy each and every Marvel movie. They're so much fun to watch. The storyline is so compelling with the characters and their development, what their inner struggles are. The action is just so much fun to watch, and you're just cheering for them. You're hating the villain, but yet you love the villain. And then it's always so much fun to wait at the very end of the movie theater, not just for one, but two post credits. So
exactly.
It's such a fun experience to watch Marvel that it's like, how long can they go for? But it's just so awesome. One thing I just want to make mention is that, I was listening to a YouTube video, and the brothers, I believe they're called the Russo brothers.
Yes.
Those correct me if I'm wrong. But they were mentioning that they have 73 characters that they're working on for this movie. 73 characters. That's amazing.
Awesome. Awesome. And Josh, you do bring up an excellent point, because back when, it seems so long ago, when the first Iron Man movie came out in 2008, you were going, I'll be honest, I can speak for me. I was going into it a little skeptical, like, okay, the whole, because obviously we saw a lot of the Batman movies that came out, some of the attempts at the Fantastic Four, and obviously the X-Men movies came out. And then here comes Iron Man, and you kind of went into it. See, that's the thing. This is the one thing I've learned, and I think we like to share this with our audiences. Whenever it comes to any of the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies, any of them, you need to go into it without, as they say, further, back knowledge. You got to unlearn what you've learned. So going into Iron Man, it's like, okay, I kind of know this origin story, but let's just play it like I don't know anything. And that is the one thing you pointed out, the fact that the MCU, like all these movies that we could rattle off right now, and let's say you have not seen any of them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, I'm hearing a lot about this Avengers movie. Maybe I'll watch it finally, right? So all these movies you may have missed, okay, that Marvel does an excellent job of bringing you in. It's like before it used to be for comic geeks, like, oh, this is our secret club type of thing. But the way they did it, they not only secret club comic geeks, it's like families. They know what's going on.
Right. And it's funny that you bring up families. So for years, my husband, you know, he's been such a comic geek. He goes to Comic-Con. He collects all these figurines. And for all those years, I never paid attention to it. I just kind of rolled my eyes like, oh, okay, that's your thing. And when my kids were really small, my husband would, you know, buy these Iron Man figurines. And I would look at Iron Man and be like, who is this guy? And he would actually teach my boys, you know, like, who is this? And my boys would say, Tony. And I still didn't know. And it was, you know, and I look back at those days laughing at myself because here I am now. It's like, oh, yeah, Tony Stark. But it's just, you know, I didn't have that appreciation back then. But because of these movies that Marvel has created, now I'm just, you know, I enjoy it thoroughly. So definitely what you said, it made such a huge impression on me as well as I'm sure of millions of other people.
Isn't that great, folks? I mean, all of us comic geeks are just like, welcome to the club. And that's the great thing about it, too. Some comic geeks kind of take it a little personal, like it's art and how Marvel and let's be real, Disney have taken some liberties when it's come to characters and things like that. But for the most part, and the way I look at it, you're not going to make everybody happy. You can't make everybody happy. But I figure most of the pie, meaning the comic geek and your regular film watcher, will enjoy a Marvel movie, obviously with Disney's backing. And of course, all these movies, they've done the greatest tease. I cannot believe this tease that they've done for over 10 years. And after a while, when you start watching some of the Marvel movies later on in Phase 2, you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. Thanos is supposed to be in this mix, you know? And then finally, we're getting the payoff of the big baddie, Thanos, is coming in here. And, Joss, I know you have a few words you'd like to say about Thanos. Go right ahead.
Okay. So Thanos is the big bad. He is the big bad of the Infinity Wars. And so I did my research because I honestly didn't know anything about Thanos. And so this is where, you know, I need a reference point. And so I did some research. And so from what I understood is that Thanos, he was born on the Saturn moon Titan. He's a very, you know, larger than life character. And he carries the deviant gene, and so he shares, you know, the physical appearance of the Eternals' cousin's race. Mm-hmm. And apparently at birth, his mother was shocked by his appearance, which is purple, and attempted to kill him. But as he grew up, as he grew older, he became more fascinated with nihilism and death, and he actually fell in love with Mistress Death. So for all the killings that he's been doing and all the destruction, it was in the name of, you know, air quotes of love for Mistress Death. So yeah. I think that could be another factor and motivation of why he wants to, you know, just take more control of the universe, the multiverse, and just be able to, you know, continue to please her. And so with Thanos, his, you know, his big motivation and what he has is the Infinity Gauntlet. And we saw that in the post credits after Age of Ultron. And he's ready. He's ready to just take it on and do things himself. So his main mission now is to collect all the Infinity Stones. So, Lewis, you know, how about you talk about what the Infinity Stones are and where they're at?
Well, obviously, the first stone that we all got to saw was the Space Stone, which is, in other words, also known as the Tesseract. So we saw it, obviously, in Captain America with the Red Skull cap. They were fighting over it. And then, obviously, we saw it in the Thor movie where they were just dueling. Loki has this big thing about, obviously, the Tesseract. And, of course, the Tesseract came to play in the first Avengers movie. So that is actually known as the Space Stone. Then we go, speaking of Avengers, let's keep it going with the Mind Stone that obviously we know is in the mind or in the head of Vision. When Thor had his vision, excuse the pun there, but when he had his dream about having to put the Infinity Stone into Vision and how to charge him up and everything. So Vision has the Mind Stone. Now, it's interesting, later on we're going to talk about how we're seeing Vision in this movie now, how his look is a little different than what we've seen him in previous outings. Then we have the Reality Stone, which was only featured in Thor Dark World. Now, a lot of folks really, you know, they looked past this movie. It seemed like it was just a thrown together type of thing, and even Natalie Portman wasn't feeling it. She regretted it doing it because I believe she was pregnant at the time, and she wanted her friend to direct it, and just didn't work out. And it just didn't feel the vibe that you got from the first Thor movie just wasn't there for this one. But the Reality Stone was featured in there when it was captured by the Asgardian forces, brought to the Collector. I don't know if we remember that scene where they brought something to the Collector at the end of the movie. That's what they brought at the very end. Just if we kind of remember that scene at the end of Dark World. Again, like Joss and I have always stressed, you need to stay until the lights come up. for any Marvel movie, you need to stay till the lights come up. The next stone we're going to talk about is the Power Stone, which we saw in Guardians of the Galaxy. And the Power Stone, obviously, we saw its destruction. We saw what it did in that movie. And to our knowledge, the Power Stone is being held with the Nova Corps. So last we checked, the Power Stone was with the Nova Corps. And then the next stone is the Time Stone, which you and I enjoyed so much in Doctor Strange, how he kept repeating and going back against Dormammu, kept going back and back and back, and how he controlled time. And so that was where the Time Stone's featured. Now, this is the interesting discussion now. We don't officially know where the Soul Stone is. Now, a lot of people have come to the theory that the Soul Stone is actually in Wakanda. If we all remember Black Panther, the movie, whenever they went into the area where it was sacred and the sand, and they buried them into the sand type of area, they would encounter somebody who previously died. So that's kind of the working theory, that the Soul Stone is actually at Wakanda. So we'll run with that. We'll definitely run with that. So we broke down the stones real quick on that. So going into it now, Joss, here we go. Yeah. We got the big baddie. And what's so you mentioned it when it comes to Thanos. He's doing all this to impress somebody. How would you feel as a lady that a man's going around killing half the universe to impress you?
Well, I'm not mistress of death.
Yeah, so see, that's a little different.
I don't know how I would feel about that in the name of love, but I'm wondering if we're actually going to see her character in the movie. I'd be curious to see how they portray the Mistress Death.
Now, you did bring...
She's a huge
motivating factor.
Motivating factor for him.
I would think so, too. Now, it's interesting, you brought up the fact that they had, you know, the Russo brothers talked about 79 characters in development, and
73 characters in this movie that they're working with. That's an amazing number.
So it wouldn't shock me if we see the character Mistress Death in this movie. Maybe not this one, maybe the next movie, but it really wouldn't shock me. But obviously, this movie's leading us to understand that one of our favorite, if not one, if not maybe two, of our favorite heroes may not be around after this movie. So, Josh, you and I will have a little fun with this. We're going to break down who we think will live past this movie. And we'll have some theories afterwards about... Now, mind you, you and I are working with the... We're assuming and predicting and guessing what this movie's going to really be about, where it could take us, and we'll break down some wild theories I'll have later on. But, okay, let's go through the list real quick of characters that we saw in the trailer. And right offhand, right out of the chute, we are predicting who will no longer be around after this movie. And the first guy who probably has even odds is Steve Rogers, Captain America.
I think he's a huge character. I think, you know, I'm even thinking in the, like, whether it be him or Iron Man, Tony Stark. Mm-hmm. I think both of them would be such a tremendous death, because there's such an emotional investment that the us fans have with them on the screen, that to see them sacrifice themselves,
yes,
or to die at the hands of Thanos, that would be devastating.
What I find interesting is the fact that, let's pull the curtain back a little bit, and, well, Chris Evans, he's contracted for one last movie, and this is it. So
that is true. Without, the last movie, he's going to be Captain America.
Exactly. And when he comes out to make a statement like that, I think we kind of have an idea. Plus, the fit now, we'll talk about future Captain America people. But interesting you brought up Iron Man or Tony Stark. Now, mind you, Rob Downey Jr. played an excellent Tony Stark. He's been fabulous. If you ever seen how they offered the role to Tom Cruise, how that would have looked now. I mean,
oh, no.
Yeah, exactly. So I like the fact that Rob Downey Jr. played an excellent, excellent Tony Stark, but let's face it, he's not getting any younger. So,
you know, and I'm thinking he may sacrifice himself in some way, because, and why I say that, when I was reading, you know, some articles, and it did bring back my memory. If some of you may remember, back in Civil War, Captain America Civil War, he actually was dealing with a tremendous amount of PTSD from what had happened in Kosovo. Is that how you pronounce it?
Kosovo,
you
know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kosovo. And then the accords that came from it, and then deciding that, you know what, we should have, like, you know, to deal with the Avengers Initiative. So I'm just thinking that to maybe put himself at ease as far as, like, the type of guilt he has, and to do things for others. Because, you know, when Iron Man first started, Tony Stark, you know, he was just a playboy. He was just more of a selfish person, and, and, you know, with all the money, he had so much charisma, but it was about him. And I think, as we've seen with the Marvel movies, we've seen his character develop to a greater sense and a greater heart, that I think now we're seeing him with more of a greater responsibility that he's bearing, that this could be him, you know, in this movie saying, you know what, I want to save you all, and I'm going to put my life on the line. So I'm getting a sense of that too.
You're thinking Iron Man. Okay. There's so many characters, so we can't really break down them all, but, just thinking about all the characters now, my two picks right now of most likely not to be around after this movie are Steve Rogers, and let's pick three. Let's pick. So mine, okay, definitely number one is Steve Rogers. Number two possibility, I'm with you on Tony Stark, because it kind of seems, you know, 10 years, it seems like a perfect time. This would be a perfect time for the character to die. So I think, just looking at it in that type of thinking, that, okay, 10 years was good enough for Rob Downey Jr. that, okay, so Iron Man's my second. Now, here's my third. Now, this is interesting. I'm kind of tied with these two guys here. And one of them is Hawkeye. I mean, he's the guy that, in the comics, he was killed. You know, he died in the comics already. And out of all these list of characters, he technically doesn't have any superpowers. And I would have probably put Black Widow, but we know that Disney and Marvel want to do a Black Widow movie. So I'm going to say Hawkeye would be my number three choice. Definitely Hawkeye would be a guy that I think he may not make it after this one. Because, again, I hate to say it, I love Hawkeye. I love the character. I love Jeremy Renner. He plays him great. Clint Barton is a great character. But does he really bring anything, you know, at this point?
Mm-hmm.
See, so we know the story about his family. He's pretty much got the ranch. He's, you know, he should be living off retirement. But, you know, I got a funny feeling if Clint's there, he may be the guy.
That's a good one. Okay, so I have actually three
yours?
Different people.
Okay.
So I'm, you know what? I'm going to go more with the Tony Stark.
Okay, you're
I'm
number one
go
Tony
more
Stark.
More with the Iron Man because I'm just feeling like, you know what? I could see, you know, like you said, like we talked about, he's from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So I see him going like that's a huge, like big departure. My second person who I think is going to, it's kind of like a given, but I think Vision, you know, I'm pretty sure Vision will not make it because
wow.
of the Mind Stone.
And, okay.
You know, he's going to need that. And how is Thanos going to get it, but, you know, pull it from his forehead? That's just what I'm thinking. So it may mm-hmm. be a brutal death just to like pull it off because he's going to have to put on stone. Now, here's the third one. Oh, how do you feel about this? But for some reason, I'm just thinking, you know, with me as an audience, and I know with the producers, the directors, they're going to want to pull more of your emotional heartstrings. So I'm thinking, who is a very beloved character? You know, who'd mm-hmm. be like, oh, no, not that person. Uh-huh. We didn't think about him. So I'm actually going with a Guardians of the Galaxy character, and I'm going to call it, I'm going to say Drax.
Whoa, there we go.
Yeah,
I like that one.
Because I'm thinking Drax, we love Drax. At first I was thinking about Rocket.
Yeah, like, that would have been my pick out of the Guardians.
You know, I would think maybe Rocket. Like, you know, you could see him having his last hoorah.
Exactly. So
And maybe that's the one I want to go for. Like I could see him like,
yeah, going out shooting. Him. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, going out shooting, but I'm also thinking it could be Drax. So I think I'm going to kind of go 50-50 with him, but I have a strong feeling it's going to be one of the Guardians of the Galaxy characters. Yeah.
Interesting you bring up one of the garden
characters. Yeah.
How
I
about
so.
Since you brought
so.
Up
Hey, I'm feeling it now. I'm getting some premonitions. Hey.
Yeah, since you brought up the Guardians though, what about like somebody like Nebula say? You know, Nebula. She wants vengeance.
She's a daughter.
She wants to kill Thanos. She's established that. She's one of the people that wants to kill Thanos. And
but don't you think though that? But don't you think that Nebula? Wouldn't she want to get them the gauntlet? Because someone's going to have to be able. Someone with a good heart is going to have to be able to get the gauntlet to
be able to press
the reset button.
We will get to that in about 1 minute.
Yeah.
But I will get to you with with Nebula. The reason why it could be Nebula also sacrifice to show Gamora that, hey, I'm just as good as you as a person, you know, even though I've been treated this way. Look, I'm sacrificing myself for you, sister, type of thing. So that's where I would go with Nebula. Now, you brought up something that I think we'll finish this out with. Who would be worthy enough to wear the gauntlet? Now, somebody on the internet, they've already thrown it out there, and after I saw it, I can't take credit for this one. I will not take credit for this one, but it's a very good theory. And you talked about 73 characters that need to be developed. Well, there's a movie coming out, scheduled most likely next year, of probably one of the most strongest Marvel characters that we haven't seen yet. So I'm talking Captain Marvel. So I'm thinking she shows up there and she'll do the little cameo thing. That's how we can introduce her to everybody type of thing. So she was introduced at Comic-Con with everybody on that big panel. Again, we're kind of pulling the curtain back trying to figure stuff out there. I can't take credit for this. I cannot take credit for this one. But I like the idea of possibly Captain Marvel getting a hold of the gauntlet. Or, like I said, it most likely be Captain Marvel or somebody strong. I mean, the obvious would be kind of like Thor, but, you know, Thor's kind of doing his own thing. See, so it can't be Thor. And, you know, if you look at comics, some of the characters we've mentioned, they've defeated Thanos. We won't go through that. We won't go through comic canon. We're going to go through movie canon. See, so I honestly think that possibly it could be Captain Marvel. Now, here's the theory that I'm just totally throwing out. I have no knowledge of this, but I'm just trying to think ahead. You and I talked about this, how this movie was originally titled Avengers Infinity War Part 1. Lately, I have not seen Part 1 on the posters. Okay. So here's the big theory. We're going to lock it down on our podcast here. Here's my thinking, okay? Since, Disney recently may have purchased 20th Century Fox and, they own the rights to certain other Marvel characters that we haven't seen in the MCU, I'm thinking possibly you could see, and there's a big movie coming out this year for it, probably the Phoenix, Jean Grey getting in this, and maybe even the Fantastic Four themselves being involved with this, with the sequel, the follow-up to this movie. So I'm feeling that possibly you get, Professor X in it. You'll get all the big brains that are supposed to be together in the Marvel Universe together to finally defeat it in the movie after this one, the Avengers movie after this one. See, I think this movie's kind of going to be like Empire Strikes Back, where it's kind of like, whoa, the bad guy won type of thing, and we need to lick our wounds. But, I really think the follow-up movie will probably add the X-Men and the Fantastic Four. You've heard it here today, folks.
Now, I want to throw, I'm going to throw a third person in there.
Okay.
Only because, like I said, I've been doing my research. And I'll be very honest that I don't even really know much about this character. But from what I had been reading, that this character, his name is Adam Warlock. And apparently, from this article, it was describing about six characters who could defeat Thanos.
Yes.
And one of them is Adam Warlock. So I'm wondering, could he be also another person who will be like a surprise character? And, that's another person I'm going to have to do more research on. But I would like to see, who is Adam Warlock? I want to learn more about him. Do you know much about him, Lewis?
Interesting, Josh, you bring him up. I'm pretty sure folks that are listening to us right now are already answering your question. They're probably hitting the comment section right now. To my knowledge, again, to my knowledge, was very limited compared to others. We do know that Adam Warlock was one of the characters that did beat Thanos, did get, the stones, did get the gauntlet. Here's the thing. Correct me if I'm wrong, and somebody will on the comment section here. I believe Adam Warlock was the character featured at the end of the second Guardians of the Galaxy movie. I believe he was that character. I could be wrong. Somebody could correct me. But I believe that is Adam Warlock right there. And if that is him, I gotta believe he comes into play in these movies as well.
And I'm also looking here. Could it be possible when we talked about the soul gem that maybe he possesses the soul gem?
Quite possible.
We're talking about where is the soul gem? What if he's someone who's been, what if he's been holding it this whole time?
Exactly.
I don't know. Looking it up from reading different articles, on the internet. So
well, this is
I'm
the great. Exactly.
I'm excited.
Exactly.
I have there's so many more characters that I don't know so much about, and just to get more in depth, this is awesome.
I'm excited with you. I am there with you, girl, and everybody that's listening to us right now, I'm sure they're excited. We've just been waiting for this. It's been an event. They built up this event very well, and it's a definite event that's taken 10 years to do, but here it is, and we can't wait. We will definitely comment after the movie because here's guaranteed, just between you and me and the folks that are listening, I'm thinking Ant-Man and Wasp will not be killed in this movie. Because
they have a big movie coming out.
They're coming out in the summer, so I don't think they're going to be one of the casualties of this movie.
or maybe what we're going to see is some special effects that you see him in there, his little ant size.
It wouldn't shock me.
But I don't think they're going to make a huge impression.
Exactly.
Also, if some of you have seen the trailer, there's some really interesting scenes from the trailer showing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I think I'm excited. I'm actually excited to see Guardians of the Galaxy and Tony Stark meeting for the first time.
It's always awesome. And then, the Guardian, and then just if you read it in the comics, it's just great. And you know, you folks know who I'm talking about when it comes to Tony Stark, and I don't know, maybe him, his encounter with Gamora. Let's just put it like that. You know, it's kind of interesting right. with that. With
now, that, you know what we haven't talked about, Lewis, is Spider-Man, Peter Parker.
Yes, and I think in this movie, he may not die. I don't think he's up there. He's up there in the okay possibility, but being that they're going to make a sequel, unfortunately, so we already got the heads up on that. But I think he's going to be injured pretty badly.
Yeah, I think there's a pretty intense scene or clip that they included in the trailer,
yeah.
and we will get to see him in his new suit.
Exactly.
And you know, it's that shiny new suit that mm-hmm. Tony Stark offered to him, and he turned it away and said, "Nah, I'm good." And you walked back.
Yeah, he walked back, and there it was.
And then what happens? Tony Stark has to just, you know, like get the ring.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting. But yes, that's someone we didn't even talk about is Peter Parker.
Oh, yeah.
But I think after this movie, I think he's going to make him like really grow up pretty quick.
Definitely.
And we're going to see
yeah.
a different side of Peter Parker in the second Spider-Man movie.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, with that being said, it's been fun again, Joss. We look forward to seeing the movie this Friday. And all the folks that have been listening to us right now, I'm sure they have a lot of comments they want to say about this upcoming movie. We'd love to hear some of your thoughts, some of your
yeah,
predictions,
your
what
thoughts.
You think, you know?
Yes. You know what? Here's a question. You know, let's put this just a general question out there. Is that who do you think, let's just say we gave our top three.
Yeah, we did.
Who we think won't make it. So let's put, you know, I'm going to invite you all to leave some comments just to let us know who do you think are the three characters who potentially will not make this movie. I know it seems so doom and gloom, but it's a great
It is what it is. Yeah, it is what it is. All right, folks. Well, that'll wrap it up for us. It's been a pleasure again. We're having my girl Jocelyn on. And Jocelyn, give again the plug where everybody could find you.
Sure. So on YouTube, I have a YouTube channel with reaction videos. And you can find me on YouTube, Jocelyn RP. As well as Instagram and Facebook, you can find me as Watch Jocelyn RP Channel.
All right, folks. No excuses now. You know where to find her, okay? This has been Lou P.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to show you a good time on my video. If you like what you hear so far, you should see me live when I'm actually watching my favorite shows on the CW. I can't help it. I just get into it. That's me. That is me.
It's awesome, everybody. It really is. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us today. I'm Lou P. Thanks for listening.
All right.
Take care.
Bye, everybody.